Welcome to the Once Upon an Island podcast. I'm your host, Wesley, and of course, I'm joined by my lovely co-host,
Mary.
And today, we're talking about Survivor 46. Today, the day we're recording this is the day they release the cast, and it's the day we're putting this on Patreon, but it'll be on YouTube the day after. But the point being is the cast just dropped. If you're listening to this, the cast just dropped. Even if you're listening in the year 2046, the cast just dropped. Speaking of 46, Mary, Survivor 46, it premieres February 28th with a two-hour episode. Is it too soon?
No, never too soon.
Some of the comments we got said it's too soon.
Okay.
And I'm like, it's the same date. Same time every year. It's like a holiday.
You don't have to watch, I guess. You can watch it later.
It's almost like you made a joke too soon. Too soon. Too soon. Too soon. Before, I'm still recovering from 45. Too soon. Yeah, so it starts February 28th. With a two-hour episode. There's also going to be a two-hour episode week two for some reason. I think it's a scheduling thing because Amazing Race doesn't premiere until week three. So it's going to be Survivor Amazing Race back-to-back like it was last season. Mm-hmm. So we got two-hour episodes, the first two episodes. Then we get 90 minutes every single week the rest of the season until the finale, I assume. That's usually how it works. Finale gets 3 hours. So Mary,
yes.
Thoughts on 2 hours for episode two? Because that to me is the controversial one. Everything else is fine. 90 minutes is great.
Right. I feel like the hour and a half episodes were pretty much perfect as far as there was just enough content and I didn't feel like we were dragging things out too much. So I am a little bit worried about this 2 hours. I'm worried, like, are they doing this because there's a random twist that they're throwing in? Are they doing right away double, like, if it's something cool like a double eviction, but why would you do that on the second episode, I guess?
Oh gosh, Mary's bringing in Big Brother language, like a double vote out. You said double eviction. Oh no,
so
I'm triggered.
I'm so sorry.
Thinking Big Brother, Mary.
Yes, a double vote off.
My concern, tribal. And I voiced this before, is that Survivor 46 having episode two being 2 hours was not originally planned. I know it wasn't because Jeff said, he said this, I believe it was preseason interviews for 45 or during 45. It's very early in 45 if he did it during the season, where he said, we're ready to do 90 minutes for 46, but we shot and planned it with them all being an hour-long episodes, like hour-long episodes like they normally are, with commercials, of course. So we're talking about doubling the length of an episode that wasn't originally planned to be 2 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious. That means that the show doesn't have anything up its sleeve that I know of for episode two.
So nothing crazy. So probably isn't going to be that great of an episode.
I don't want to be all downtrodden because the season could be great. Maybe 2 hours is like, wow, now every episode needs to be 2 hours. But I think we all saw the value of 90 minutes before they did it. Mm-hmm. Where it's like 2 hours for a normal episode. And I think 2 hours for premiere, merge, finale. I mean, finale needs more than that. But merge, premiere, like, yeah, definitely. But for episode two, I don't know about that. So we'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. But I do want to mention that right now we're also podcasting The Traitors, which has Parvati and Sandra on it.
Yes.
Season two of The Traitors, to be exact. No spoilers here, but we're really enjoying it. At the time of recording, I think episode six just finished and they're airing them weekly on Peacock. So check it out if you haven't already. It's a really good season. Parvati and Sandra doing great. So that's all I will say. 2 days before Survivor 46 premieres, Deal or No Deal Island, which to the common listener here is like, who cares about that? Well, let me tell you, Boston Rob's on it. And they put a 20-minute preview on Peacock, I believe it was, Peacock, for the show. It's like the first 20 minutes of episode one. And Boston Rob's hamming it up as usual. So if you like Boston Rob, definitely watch Deal or No Deal Island. But if you don't like him, I mean, are you into Deal or No Deal, I guess? I mean, did that sound interesting? Because it really is kind of like a hammy version of, I don't know if hammy's the right word, hammy version of Deal. You watched it with me. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I think I liked the aspect that there were some fun adventure type things you had to do, like crawling in the mud to find the briefcase. It's not just standing on the stage.
There was risk.
Yeah, there's risk and reward. There's the visual aspect of like doing challenges on the island. So
there's a ton of money up for grabs.
Yeah. I mean, we just watched the preview, so it wasn't like I know how we don't even know how full episode goes, but it was interesting. I was very intrigued. And of course, I like Boston Rob. And I think even if you don't like Boston Rob, if you like this kind of, you know, adventure game show, you should check it out at least.
And he's already trying to do his intimidation tactics.
Oh, yeah.
First 20 minutes of episode one, he's already doing his intimidation tactics. Will he be successful? We don't know yet. We'll find out when we watch the show. So anyways, check that out if you're interested. Also, Amazing Race, as I did mention earlier, does start week 3 of Survivor. We're not podcasting that or Deal or No Deal Island. We don't have the bandwidth for it. But mm-hmm. Rebecca will be joining us every week for winner analysis. And I do mean every week. Last couple seasons, it's been every other week with Rebecca. This season, Rebecca's doing every single week of winner analysis. Mary will, of course, be doing every week of our Wednesday podcast, the podcast we do right after the episode airs. And when we can, we will get all three of us on the same podcast. It's just a matter of availability, frankly. So, yeah, when we can, we will, but we're looking forward to that. So every single week, we'll be here for two podcasts during Survivor 46. All right, well, during the 46 preview, no, 46 preview. Why am I apologizing? I am already correct. That's a rarity. At the end of 45, they showed a preview for 46, which you can find on YouTube if you haven't watched it already. And Mary, there was a real emphasis on casting videos instead of showing us footage from the show that we're going to watch. Crazy question. How much of these casting videos do you think will make it onto the actual show? Because it seems like there's a huge emphasis on it out of left field, though I think I know why.
That's true. It was kind of weird when we saw the preview and we're like, why are they just showing the casting videos? Like, this has nothing to do with the actual season. I mean, it's the cast. Of course it does. But
it's like their videos they did like on their laptop or their phone or whatever. Right.
It was very, very random. It seemed like fan made. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't an official trailer, so we'll see. I don't know. We've seen a lot more sob stories in the last couple of years, as we know, and some of those sob stories recently have been pulling from like home videos, it looks like. So maybe this is something they just want to add more. You know, you really get to know the contestants, I guess.
Here's my theory, and I think this theory holds a lot of weight. Is that during 45, and by the way, all this information I'm about to present to you is in the Survivor 45 Secrets video I just released yesterday on YouTube. So go check that out because it is spicy. Jeff is livid, along with Jesse Tannenbaum, who is one of the casting directors, I believe, if not the casting director. I'm not sure who all is in the casting department for Survivor. But anyways, these two very prominent figures are annoyed to no end that Adam Klein got three people on Survivor 45, mm-hmm. that he helped coach a few people on the show, and they are ticked. I mean, Jeff especially he's the vocal one. He's the one on his podcast, and he spent 6 minutes straight, if not more, in the very first episode of the podcast, just lambasting the idea of getting coaching to go on the show and how nobody needs to ever do that. And if you do it, what does that say about you after Jeff told you not to?
Right.
Like, seriously, it's what he says. And I cut it down to, I think, about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes in the video, because it was just like, I'm not leaving all this in here. You can go listen to it yourself if you want to listen to the whole rant, but I put what I thought was most essential in there because Jeff kind of repeats some of his points.
Right.
But anyways, point being is, and Jesse Tannenbaum posts on like Instagram, like, oh, you don't need coaching. Like, just be yourself. And it's like, all right. And I think that's what this is. I think that's what this response is. Ever since Jeff discovered that somebody helped people get on the show, it's like he went hard on it. And I think the 46 preview reflected that. I think that's how they made it. And if you've been following the Survivor Instagram, because I don't think they post on Twitter anymore for whatever reason. But anyways, on their Instagram, they've been going hard on showing casting videos, which are also on Facebook, by the way. That also often gets ignored. But Survivor actually posts their stuff on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, their social media channels, they've been posting all this like casting stuff. And it's just like they've never done this before. So either A, they really love this cast, which I'm not saying they don't. I have no, and it's not even the cast fault, by the way. I do not blame the cast for this. I really think it's they're trying to emphasize how easy it is to apply and right. to get on the show. Yeah. Like, look at these videos. So,
yes, this is definitely a strategy, whatever you want to term. This is like intentional, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It's
very imagine if it was unintentional.
Oh, yeah. Imagine if they just lost all the footage for the trailer for whatever. Throw up the cast videos, I guess.
Crap, all the slow-mo footage went in the trash can on our computer. We deleted it. And we didn't back up any of it. Oh, no.
Anyways.
Backup plan. So I that's just my theory. And if you want all the details, check out the On Fire podcast. It's specifically episode 1 is where Jeff dishes the hardest on this. He doesn't name Adam, but my goodness, there's no one else who is publicly open about how many people they got on the show.
Right.
And then later on, after Caleb survives he uses a shot in the dark, that podcast, Jeff is like, oh, thank you, casting director or casting coaches for helping us find Caleb. We would have never done it without you. And he's being so sarcastic. Right. And I'm like, I don't know. Would you have? Like, Adam helped him and he got like, I know you're being sarcastic, but like maybe you wouldn't have. I don't know. Mm-hmm. maybe Caleb wouldn't have had the gall to apply without Adam. I don't know. I really don't. But I think it's really funny how annoyed they got and how much of a response we've seen. So anyways, sure. If you're wondering why they've gone so hard on that, I think that could be part of it. Though I wanted to say before I saw this cast that they're shooting to get more diversity of personalities and looks and stuff. But some of these people in this 46 cast remind me of other players from the new era, just looking at them. And I will say it as we go along.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, it's almost like they're just doing archetypes, which Jeff, by the way, also said, we don't do archetypes, but yeah. Fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice. You know, you can't fool a fooler or whatever George W. Bush said. It was some bad quote, but I have forgotten it.
Terrible.
But also have not forgotten it. What's another president I can talk about? You know, it's not even $1 million. It's only 600 grand after Obama takes it. There you go. All my political takes are from over 10 Survivor. Years ago, at least. Yeah. All right. So anyways, let's talk about the twists. We don't know.
Nope.
No. Like nothing. Usually there is. We're told ahead, like by spoilers or whatever. No, there's nothing. No birdcage, nothing. I don't even know, by the way. I don't know if you've already forgotten about this. Jeff promised during the reunion of 44 or whatever they call it now, the after show, mm-hmm. that the fake idol that MGM made, that Jamie played Jamie had, he's like, this could come back for a future season. Well, we didn't see it in 45. We'll come back for 46.
He didn't promise anything. He said this could come back.
Wow. Why would they left it in the show?
Yes, they did leave it in the show.
You know, they could have cut that out of the show. Mm-hmm. It makes me think, is it 46 that's going to have it? Because, by the way, 46 would have seen the reunion of 44.
Yeah.
So unlike 45, which would not have seen it, 46 would have seen it. So maybe they'll be on the lookout for it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just throwing out there. Other than that, it's all the basic stuff, shot in the dark. I assume beware advantages. I don't know if they're going to be as fun as last time. Last time they said they did like the wax idol and stuff because they knew they had the extra time. And as Jeff said, they planned on 60-minute episodes. So we'll see. I don't know.
We shall see.
We shall see. All right. That's it for twists. I wish I had more for you.
We're assuming that some of the same stuff they've been doing will be there.
And there might be something new. I mean, when they stab the bag of rice, I didn't know about that, but I'm glad it was a welcome surprise.
Yes.
You know, will they do the auction again? I don't know. I think it sounded like on the podcast with Jeff that it was just they only did it for that season of the cycle. But I don't know if they did for 46 as well. It didn't sound like they did.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I don't know. All right. Over on Patreon, which, by the way, is free to sign up for. And you get these podcasts before I ever drop them on YouTube, the day before they drop on YouTube. And you can download them as MP3s there. Sign up for free on Patreon. I am releasing Survivor Nicaragua videos. I just released Marty's. February 7th will be Brenda Lowe's. I am finishing that up as we speak. But by the time you listen to this, I've probably already finished it and it'll be on Patreon. So. Check that out. I have more videos upcoming on there as well. That's where you get to pick what videos I make, by the way. I get lots of comments asking, can you make this video? Well, Patreon, they get to pick. They pick like 90% of the videos I make. Occasionally, mm-hmm. I throw in a video I wanted to make because sometimes I'm like really inspired. But no, they pretty much pick everything. So almost everything you watch is picked by them. And we appreciate your support, by the way. All right, let's move on to the cast. Now, I did put Mary in charge of the cast. And Mary, what is our website that we are following here? Because it's not the Survivor Wiki. They're not updated as of time of us recording.
So it's Entertainment Weekly is where we're getting all our information from.
And this seems like a random order they have these castaways. As you are looking on screen, if you're on here on YouTube, I have them color coded to what tribe they're on. And I'm not doing alphabetical order or anything. I have the tribes put together and their names are on screen. So that's a random order. This is a random order. Everything's random.
Yeah, so you don't know anything.
You don't know any. You know so as much as we do.
So you can be confused.
Which is nothing.
Well, yes.
But as we go through, I promise not to beat the dead horse of what four states have we not cast from before. And still have not cast from, which is, by the way, Wyoming, North Dakota, New Mexico, and Alaska. I feel like everyone needs to know this. We still have not cast from these four states, and I'm hoping that it gets rectified with 47 and 48. I'm just mentioning it now, so I will not. I did it the past couple podcasts. We talked about 46. I won't do it again. I promise.
That was it. That's all.
That was it. I definitely won't do it again.
Yes, I'm all sure. Right.
So let's start with our first player, Mary. Go for it.
First, we have Jemila, or Jem, Hussein Adams. She's 32. She lives currently in Chicago, and she's an international brand mentor.
But I want to point out, she's from South America.
Yes.
Born, it sounds like, in South America.
Yes. There are actually a couple of contestants who are not from America originally in this season. So.
And they still couldn't get anybody from those four states.
Right.
I told you I wouldn't bring it up again.
So that's interesting. I mean, that was my fun fact about her, is that she's from South America.
Specifically, I don't know how you say this country name. That's my fault.
Guyana, I think.
It's G-U-Y-A-N-A. Mm-hmm. For those who do know how to say it correctly.
It's fairly large. I mean, it's like right next to Brazil. I say fairly large because I'm like, Guyana, I've never heard of that. Let me look it up. I'm like, yeah. Oh,
it's not
I
like
should
a little
know
island.
Geography better than that.
It's not a little island off the coast of South America. It's an actual, right. Like, full-size country.
And it also is not like she immigrated here as a child because of her parents. Like, as an adult, she moved to the U.S.
This the way is, I read it,
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, so... That's definitely an accomplishment, something to be proud of, and something that I'm sure has shaped who she is mm-hmm. as a person. So maybe a risk taker, maybe adventurous, something indicating that she's out there to mm-hmm. play hard and take risks.
And I'm going to start comparing people to who I think they are in the new era of Survivor from the past five seasons.
Okay.
And this is off the top of my head. I don't have notes here on this. Mm-hmm. This is me spitballing. So Jemila reminds me of Jemaya. My goodness. She clarifies she's not Indian in mm-hmm. her bio,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know.
That's looks, the character
looks
type
like
you're
the
thinking.
Archetype they're going yeah. for here is Jemaya. And the name even starts with J. And I think it's probably what partially triggered me thinking that. So anyways.
She's kind of artistic, I guess. That's her
yes.
work. So I yeah. get it. There's connections there.
So when they say there's no archetypes, I'm like, but I see the archetypes. All right. So who's our next player, Mary?
Ben Katzman. 31, from Miami, Florida. Currently lives in Miami, Florida. He's a musician. His interesting fact that I had was he says at 25, he was like going to be a big deal in the music industry. Mm-hmm. And he quit it because he didn't like who he's becoming and just went down to like he gives lessons or something now. I think.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Did he actually quit it because he didn't like who he's becoming, or did he get fired and he has rewritten the story on?
It was his
what
own
happened.
Label. That he started.
I mean, I saw Spider-Man yeah. 1. We all saw how Green Goblin got kicked out of his
Everything
own company.
Everything can be relabeled.
And
yes.
as everyone
yes.
knows, Spider-Man 1 and 2024 in the world, the Earth, America, is exactly the same. Everyone knows this. This is basic knowledge.
I'm just saying at 25, yeah, like how much are you going to know about what's going on? I don't know. This could definitely be true, or it could be like rewriting history. But it is kind of like a big deal if you have your own independent record label at 25 and then just leave it all.
Either way, so. That's a big thing because he's 31, so it's only 6 years ago. Do you want to say, doesn't remind me of anybody just based on picture and the name, like nothing triggers anything. He did say he wants to play as, because some of these people, by the way, have funny options for who mm-hmm. you want to play as.
Mm-hmm.
He says he wants to play as Nick Wilson or Cody Assenmiker.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm saying that wrong. Cody from 43. Right. I hope he plays like Cody because Cody was fun. And
Cody
we haven't
was
had.
Fun.
Cody was like his own person in the new era. I
yes.
cannot compare him to anyone else. So I'm down for another Cody from 43.
Yeah. Okay. So our next player is Jessica Chong, who is... So she has two hometowns. One is Hong Kong and one is Toronto. But she currently resides in San
Those
Francisco.
Not near each other.
Yes. Massive difference there. So I'm confused why she got two. Most people just get one, but I don't
was
know.
Was half of her... growing up in Hong Kong, half for growing up in
I
Toronto, possibly?
I don't know. It's very interesting. She's our second international contestant so far. So that is also interesting.
She's 37. We didn't mention that. I don't think anyone in this cast is over 50, which, again, disappointing.
Typical.
Yes.
Yeah.
The diversity seems to be very limited mm-hmm. in terms of, it seems like we're only going skin deep on a lot of this diversity, and I'm a little disappointed in that.
Right. Well, I'm also confused because, you know, I like to pick out like one fun fact from the people that I'm reading through. And the fun fact for her was that she had to do a 21-day hotel quarantine to spend time with her family. And in my mind, I'm thinking she's going back to Hong Kong. But what if she was going back to Toronto? I mean, that's still not...
Canada did have a strict policy.
Well, I was just going to say like that's like a massive flight and then you have to wait 21 days to see your family. And like that's a big deal. But and I guess if you're flying from San Francisco to Toronto, that's still kind of a big deal, too. But not as big of a deal flying from San Fran to Hong Kong.
I remember
Kong.
You and I wanted to go visit Niagara Falls, but go to the good side, the Canada side. And we couldn't do it because you had to do a quarantine in Canada, though I don't remember yeah. being 21 days.
Oh, no. I'm sure at that point it was like 3 or 4, maybe.
This is March 2021.
Yeah.
So maybe it was Hong Kong.
Maybe it was. Yeah, because they were also pretty strict too, I'm sure. Yeah.
But anyway. I assume.
But yeah, I'm just like, I love my family too, but spending almost a month in a hotel just so I can see them. Yeah. I'd be like, I'll see you guys next time. Anyways, so she's got real passion for her family and drive.
She says she wants to play most like Ty,
yeah,
Gabby, and Marianne. Three very messy players.
Yes, I did see that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, really? Those are the three you picked? Okay.
Well, there's some sillier ones in here, but no, that's just messy.
Yeah.
But at least one of them is a winner.
One of them is a winner.
I can't argue with that.
And the other two are really likable. I mean, maybe that's part of it, is mm-hmm. that she relates to them, obviously. All right, next we have Banu Gopal. This is our third international contestant.
We still can't get anyone from Wyoming. I said I wouldn't mention it again. Sorry.
Yes.
West Virginia, mm-hmm. New Mexico, North Dakota, mm-hmm. or Alaska.
Yeah.
So, go ahead. Where is he from?
He is originally from India. He currently resides in Massachusetts. There's not much on him. He was very brief in his description. So his fun fact was that he's often called an extrovert, but he's really an introvert. And I relate to that. I don't really relate to that, but you relate to that. I feel like
I know they fill these out while they're on the island. My assumption is that I know they mm-hmm. do it before the season is filmed. I wonder if you have to handwrite these, because if I had to handwrite, I would be short like this dude. But if I got to type, I would type a lot more. I'm talking about when they fill out these surveys.
I think people are just brief sometimes. You can tell mm-hmm. about their personality. It doesn't, handwritten or typed, you know, sometimes it doesn't. He's an IT quality analyst. I think he could probably type. I'm sure these are typed.
You think these are typed? You think they have a computer?
I am sure they have. I don't know.
I hope so.
I would imagine that they are. But anyways. Yeah, just like some people are just not very expressive.
He wants to play most like John Cochran.
Yeah.
Not a bad pick.
No.
We haven't even gotten the silly ones yet.
There's one I legitimately chuckled.
By the way, I failed to mention that. For him and for Jessica, no one off the top of my head is triggered as an archetype. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just mm-hmm. saying off the top of my head. So.
Right. Also, we haven't been saying which tribes these people are on. Do you want to mention that or did it matter?
Well, we haven't done so far. Why start now?
Okay.
It's on screen.
You'll find
That's
out.
That's the reason for watching
if
YouTube
you looked
video.
At the
on
video.
On screen.
Yeah.
It's probably on the Survivor Wiki at the time you're listening to this. But when right. we recorded it, it wasn't there. So we're kind of... Entertainment Weekly hasn't been like a random order, it seems like.
Gotcha. Okay. Next, we have Kinsey Petty. She's 29, from Gibraltar, Michigan, but currently resides in Charlotte, North Carolina. She seems like a very fun, outgoing person. She's a salon owner, and she's savage in Catan. That was her fun fact.
Mm-hmm. I was reading another interview with her because people were pointing this out. She's like, I am all for the wokeness and the diversity. Bring it on. So if you want a sign of what kind of, she's going to have a very brash personality. Is that the right word?
Probably brash.
She's very open about that. Mm-hmm. She's like, bring it on. I embrace it. I hope it happens more and more and it goes harder. So that's one thing. It's not in this part, but it was in another interview.
Mm.
And I was like, well, got to include that. Cause that just, I think it's a really big sign of the personality. I mean, but you look at her and she looks like she'd have a big personality.
Yeah.
Just based on the photo. Mm-hmm. Personality's all there. Especially the tattoos.
It flows through her energy.
You ready? Carolyn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see that.
Carolyn's the archetype here. Mm-hmm. From the tattoos to the, is that dyed red
smile.
Hair or real red hair?
I'm sure it's, I don't know.
Probably I don't know
dyed.
Either.
I don't
assuming.
Know.
Anyways, gives me Carolyn vibes. Okay. Ready for the next person?
Yeah. Next we have Charlie Davis, 26, from Manchester by the Sea, but currently resides in Boston, and he is a law student.
You ready? Carson.
Yes. Definitely the geeky nerd. Carson.
By the way, last time we talked about Manchester by the Sea, the movie, mm-hmm. we talked about Charlie because we did a very brief version of this a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned how the movie, we both
terrible,
didn't like it.
Right?
Terrible. Yes. I did not like it at all. Only one person came to defend it, Mary. I expected more.
Well,
I expected
good.
More.
I'm yeah. glad somebody out there likes it. I genuinely am.
I don't get it.
I don't
get it.
Never want to go through that again.
No, it was so depressing.
So depressing. Anyways, we hope that Charlie is not depressing.
He's 26. If he was on Survivor 45, he would have been in the final three because everyone in the Survivor 45 finale in the final three was 26 years mm-hmm. old. So again, about the diversity, this is why it matters. Like yep. when the whole final three is 26 years old, come on. So,
true.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Very true.
Yep. So anyways, nothing against him, but law student gives me
Carson.
Gives me Carson vibes. Yeah. He says he wants to play like Spencer Bledsoe and Christian Ubiquy, so definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. All in the same boat.
Yep.
All right. Next up is
Liz Wilcox, 35, from Luther, Michigan, currently resides in Orlando, Florida.
Granny.
Yeah.
Archetype.
Yeah.
Archetype.
You know,
somebody else?
Well, I was just going to say, she seems a little bit more outgoing than Franny. Like, I would feel more like a Carolyn here.
No way.
Than Franny.
Really?
Yeah. Just the way she describes herself and how she answers the questions. I mean, you could be right. I don't know. I just had like a more of like an outgoing personality in mind. But
I'm just, this is at the top of my head. I didn't like sit here and scrutinize everybody and look at the cast of the last five seasons to side by side.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you could be right. We'll see.
Who knows?
Now her Survivor players are interesting that she wants to play like Russell and Sandra.
I have a video all about Russell versus Sandra. And let me tell you, those are two very different styles of play.
Yes.
I don't know how you can do both. I really don't. I know you want to say, oh, and took the best of both of them, but they don't mix. That's like oil and water.
Yeah, definitely. You really can't. Like, you can't one day be Sandra and one day be Russell. It's, yeah.
She's 35 and from Orlando. I don't know if we mentioned that before.
Yes, I did.
Jumped in with my rude interruption.
Maybe she's going to just decide how to play based on her other cast members. But
the only thing you take from Russell is, that would apply today.
Can't really do a dumb girl alliance.
Really don't want to burn the jury the whole time getting to the end. That's not very beneficial to winning.
Why Russell? I don't understand.
You can look for idols that
maybe
clues,
there's a different Russell.
Now.
Maybe it's not Hans.
That's true. She did not say Russell Hans. What other Russells have been on Survivor, Mary?
Russell Swan. Maybe she wants to
Dude,
be
Dude,
like
she
met
Russell Swan. I'm all on board.
There we go.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't great either, but at least personality wise, people liked him. I looked up Russell Survivor, came with Russell Hans first. So I'm just going to guess.
I'm sure it's Hans.
I couldn't even, it doesn't even come up with anyone else. It just says, no, you met Russell
you
Hans.
You met Russell
Hans. I had to scroll deep on Google to get to Russell Swan. Oh boy. Isn't that crazy that the only two Russells that we know of that are on Survivor were on the same season?
That is crazy.
I know. Well, welcome to the nonsense. So anyways, yeah, Russell and Sandra don't really mix.
Yeah.
Okay.
So next we have David, quote unquote, Jelinski, unquote, Jelinski. So I don't know.
This has got to be a joke, right?
His nickname's Jelinski, but his last name's Jelinski.
His nickname is his last name.
Yes.
So wouldn't you just not have that a nickname?
Yeah,
you just,
I don't
you
know.
Go by my last name.
He really wants you to know that he goes by his last name.
Yeah.
He's 22. He's from Las Vegas. Lives currently in Las Vegas. He's a slot machine salesman. He dropped out of high school after freshman year. But I am very interested in him, honestly. He seems like a walking contradiction. He dropped out of high school, but one of his proudest achievements is he has several literature academic achievements, which I don't even know what that means, but it means he enjoys some aspects of school. He just didn't enjoy high school, I guess. And then as a kid, he was like into dance and theater and ballet. But now he works at a casino. So, you know, like that's just to me is an oxymoron. And then he talks about how much he's learned in life and grown, but he's only 22. I don't know. Like, I feel like he's going to be such a character.
Are you ready for this one?
Yes.
He's the youngest person on the cast. He's from Las Vegas. Who else was the youngest person on their cast from Las Vegas?
Fabio.
Sammy.
Oh,
who's only 19 years old. You cannot believe that, by the way. For those who are wondering what his current age is, I believe it's 21, and in October he turns 22, the age that he lied about. So eventually we will come full circle. Mm-hmm. But for now...
So are you saying this is the Sammy of the season?
I mean, he's the youngest person on the cast from Las Vegas, from the same exact location. Come on, guys.
He's going to be a funny character, I think.
Sammy was funny too. He was only 19 years old.
Yeah, I agree.
See, I try not to force these running gags, but this one just came up naturally.
It just happened.
But did you know Sierra voted her mom?
Oh, man.
Did you know Claire didn't participate in any immunity challenges the whole season? She just refused?
Mm-hmm.
Mary's like, what's the next one?
Yeah.
Do you know Keturah hates Bruce? She freaking hates him. I try not to include that as much in the D video, and I feel like I got less. The Sammy one, people are like, I get it. Sammy's 19. I was like, all right, I'll tone it down a little bit, but it's happening whether you like it or not.
So Jelinski
playing with the boys. Go ahead.
Jelinski also doesn't know how to keep things short abbreviated. He was supposed to put three favorite hobbies, but he listed like six. And then which Survivor player? Yes. Usually people name one, maybe just name two. The first two. Well, it's Fabio, Sammy, mm-hmm. Russell, Tyson, and Rick Devons.
I know.
Fabio
and then who?
Sammy.
Only 19 years old.
Yeah.
I'm mixing things up now. Yes, Fabio, Sammy, Russell, Tyson, and Rick Devons, but namely Sammy. So he knows.
Yeah.
He knows.
Sammy's
also from Las Vegas.
Namely Sammy, based on your opinion.
Sammy was only 19 years old, Mary.
Yes. Anyways.
Anyone new to this podcast, like, what are they talking about?
Keep our 43 podcast.
We couldn't stop.
Keep your eyes on Jelinski.
Yeah.
Jelinski for good comedic content.
Possibly.
That's my prediction.
I don't know how long these people last.
Yeah.
I don't want no spoilers. I really don't. Somebody asked us to give the entire breakdown of the entire season, which I know is a joke question, but at first I was like, are they being serious? Like, I don't know all that. I try to take everything seriously at face value. It sometimes doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like when Sammy said he was when he's 22, I believed him. Turns out he was only 19 the whole time. All right, next.
So moving on. Next, we have Maria Shrime Gonzalez from Dallas, Texas, 48 years old. She's a parent coach, which I thought was kind of cool.
This is the oldest player on our cast.
I can imagine. Yeah.
No, 48 is. Yeah.
Yeah. I really didn't have much on her. It sounds like she's traveled a lot, and her job was something I never heard of before. So. That was cool.
There's a couple people on the cast that say that they want to play like Nick Wilson, but they filled this out before any Nick Wilson got any like. There's been some. It's all political, and I don't want to get into it. Nick Wilson's tried pushing bills that people don't agree with, but they filled this out before he did that, so they didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
She put Drea Wheeler after Drea Wheeler got in a whole thing with Omar during 42 Ponderosa and ruined all the post game interviews. So
gotcha.
If you want to know more about that, I believe you just got to Google that one. I don't think I got too deep in the 42 secrets on that one. You have to Google Drea and Omar if you need all the details in their drama. But it's weird to put that person, but maybe she didn't know. Some people are like, you know, my parents, and they only watch the episodes and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know any of the post game drama, you know, and she's 48. I could assume that she doesn't know any of the post game drama. So I'm not harping on her. I'm just saying it's weird.
Yeah.
To put Drea after all that.
Yeah. Well, also like, okay. Sure, Drea had a lot of advantages and idols and things, but...
She had a ton of advantages.
Was there anything else really that you wouldn't... I mean, I don't know. How are you trying to relate to her, I guess, was the question.
Oh, no. I'm just saying it's weird to put that person. But then again,
yeah, that's
she's
what I'm
48
saying.
And she's the oldest one. Maybe she doesn't know any of the post-game drama. Maybe she just watches the episodes and she applied like Jeff asked during the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
True.
I'm not knocking her for that. I'm just saying it's weird to put Drea.
True, true.
If anybody put Nick Wilson after this, that's on you. But when you did it before, hey, I understand.
Does she remind you of anybody as far as cast type?
What's her name again? Gosh, yeah. She reminds me of another person. I believe, I couldn't name the season. Starts with an M as well. I believe there's another player named Maria or Mariah or something like that. Oh,
from,
I'm looking
from,
this up. From 43.
Okay.
Is your 43 or 44?
And it's just
42,
the M's?
Or
are you talking about like?
Oh, no,
character?
It's the M. It's the age. It's the look. It's everything.
Gotcha.
Thank you for reminding me. Who does she remind me of? I'm looking right now. I believe it's 42. Yes. Maria. I forgot how to say that name. It's Survivor 42. She
Mariah.
Was a third boot. Yes. Was it Mariah? Okay. 47 years old, stay at home mom. I mean, come on now.
Sure. Yeah. Similar personalities
now.
There.
Come on now.
I see it.
All right. So
next we have Hunter McKnight, 28 from French Camp, Mississippi, mm-hmm. originally from French Camp, lives there, science teacher. He was going to, oh yes, sorry, it was him. He had a full ride to do a medical school and decided to go back and teach in his small hometown and because he was going to make a more impact. And I liked that. So I think he is someone whose values, you know, or his values are very important to him. We'll see. I was going to say he's older. He isn't older.
No, he looks older because of the facial hair.
He kind of looks older. Yeah.
All the stress of the kids being a teacher.
Yeah, probably. He wants to play like Hayden. Who even is
Hayden? Hayden Moss from 27. It's been quite a while since you've seen it. Blood versus Water. He was a huge reason why, dare I say it, Sierra voted out her own mom. Also,
gotcha.
The rock draw. that happened that season. So okay. Hayden was huge. He came from Big Brother and then came into Survivor and played a much more fun game to watch.
Just in a terms random of
his
person.
Game and the show he was on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually it's like you hear people that you remember. I just don't remember.
I'm glad he put Hayden.
I mean, he's cool.
No, I'm glad he put Hayden, like, yeah. For real, because that's been a while people talk about Hayden. But yeah, no, Hayden was a good player in Survivor. Wish he'd come back.
Do you have all a right, cast type for Hunter?
I don't, not off the top of my head. Do you have anybody?
Okay. He seems like really vague. I feel like I don't know him yet, really. So
yeah. And once they get on the show, then they talk your ear off. So
yes.
Give us their sob stories, whatever.
Next, we have Mariah Gaynor. She's also 28, originally from Florida, and now lives in San Diego. And she's a program coordinator, whatever that means.
She wants to play like Nick Wilson. This is the other person. There's two of them.
Yes. Seems like this kind of seemed more like a Abby or Franny type character to me.
Oh, this was your Franny?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just because she seems like really fun, but...
Oh, Liz reminds me of Aubrey Bracco. That's what it was. But it's not the new era. I was trying to relate to new era. Liz almost is like a spitting, like someone AI generated another Aubrey Bracco.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to say AI generated. It's the best phrase I can come up with now.
Gotcha.
It's the archetype of... But I can't knock that. Because I'm sure there's other people in the new era who are like this. Mm-hmm. I just cannot remember them. Sorry.
Right.
Aubrey Bracco is my comparison, but it's not new era. I'm trying to do new era. Anyways, this is your Franny, 28 mm-hmm. years old.
She likes Dungeons and Dragons. So a little bit of the nerdy. Well, I think that was the nerdy.
No, that is. Yeah. I see what you mean.
Yeah. So fun character. Okay. Next, we've got Q Burdett, 29, originally from Mississippi, now lives in Memphis, Tennessee. His fun fact was he was one of 17, which I relate to because I'm one of 10. So that was kind of fun.
Holy cow. Do you think they're all natural or do you think some of them are adopted? One of 17 doesn't even clarify.
No idea.
Holy cow.
Yeah. So interesting. He is also another person like very short answers kind of in his bio. So not much there to go on.
He even says bits and pieces from a lot of players for what past Survivors he play like. And yeah. I'm like, what?
So
no,
maybe
you can't do that. You have to give people.
Maybe we finally have a recruit again. That'd be kind of fun.
They've been very adamant they don't recruit at all. And in fact, they definitely don't let people get casting coaches to help them on the show anymore now, too.
Yes, definitely not.
All right.
So we'll see.
Adam, do you hear us? Do you hear
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I don't think he was recruited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have much else on Q because there's not much else there.
Yeah. I like his actual name's Quintavious, which is
cool.
Actually super cool. And if I was on the island, I probably would call him Quintavious unless that annoyed him.
Yeah.
Because that's like, I would like, Q is okay, but Quintavious is awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
Leading into awesome names, our next person is Soda.
That just makes me thirsty.
Soda Thompson, 27, from Long Island, New York, now lives in Lake something, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
She's a special ed teacher.
Which is awesome.
Yes. She got married super young to a man from Brazil that she'd only known 6 months, and he's amazing and it worked out.
I really like the clarification. It was only 6 months, but he's amazing and it really worked out.
Yeah.
Well, that was the questions I had. Because
yes.
If you just left it, I got married to a guy I barely knew, I would have been like, oh, did it work out? Soda is on top of it. She knows, let us know. I will say, who does Soda remind us of?
Marianne.
Of course. And what even helps is, what past Survivor would you play the game most like? She said Survivor 42, the whole season.
The whole season.
Now, maybe I understand that question could be confusing because it used to be, obviously, what Survivor do you want to play most like? That's a person. Well, when you start naming the seasons, Survivor 41, 42, you know, like it's not like the themes anymore. We're just numbering them. Survivor 42, you know, I get it. Soda, I'm on your side. Now she wants to play a little bit like Marianne, a little bit like Omer, maybe none of the medical evacuation of Jackson, though. Preferably don't be medically evacuated day two of Jackson.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
All the good parts of 42, none of the bad parts.
Yes.
But yeah, the archetype of Marianne.
Yeah, I can see that little, just really fun, really fun, really sweet, probably a big personality. She has lots of exclamation points in her. In her typing here. So,
by the way, if any of the cast by chance is listening, any of our stuff is not against you. You did not cast yourself on the season in an archetype. I just want to say that. Like, any of our criticisms are not for any of these people.
No,
my criticism's for the casting department.
Well, I feel like it's just really difficult not to cast when you're casting all people who love Survivor. You really are casting a certain group of people, and they're like, people are really similar in a lot of ways. Like we're all unique and special, and we're all different, but there's just people that are similar, and it's hard not to see it.
With a heartwarming message. I appreciate it.
You're all special. Okay.
You're all special to Mary. Though we did just watch a Bluey episode recently where he told his child that they're super special and the child ended up abusing this. And I don't know if anybody else watches Bluey with their kids. Bluey, and the child just takes advantage of this. And he's like, at the end of the episode, he's like, actually, you're not special. You're special to me, but you're not special to everyone else. Yes. So when Mary says you're special.
You're special to me.
He's okay. Special to Mary. There you go. All right. Next player.
Randon Montalvo.
Jesse from 43. Just the look. It's just the look. I got nothing else.
Well, he's also super smart, apparently. He's 41. He's from Brooklyn. He lives in Florida. He's an aerospace technician. So I'm guessing he's smart.
Mm-hmm.
He, again, does not say much at all in his bio here. So apparently he's in the military or was in the military, has a family. He's excited to meet Jeff and he wants to play like Xander.
If he's in the military, he can't currently be in unless he's like in the
reserves, like, or something.
Yeah, reserves, sure, or National Guard, yeah. Something like that. Because there's no way you're getting off. Like, you can't get enough leave. I mean, maybe you could. You have to accrue it over many years. Mm-hmm. I was in the Navy, so like I couldn't even imagine being able to apply to get leave to go on Survivor. You'd have to be
right.
You'd have to have a lot of leave accrued.
Well, I mean, it says current occupation is aerospace tech.
Yeah, so I'm sure it doesn't clarify in the military or not.
Yeah. I'm sure he's probably not, but
sure.
Yeah, not a lot.
Wants to play like Xander. Randon
wants to play like Xander.
So he wants to lose in the final three. I've been there. I mean, I haven't been there, but I can imagine me being there and getting zero votes and being like, just as I predicted.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have Tiffany Nicole Irvin, 33, from New Jersey. She's an artist. So her fun fact.
Can I say it?
Sure. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Do the fun fact because I don't know what the name is yet. Let me look it up.
You don't know what the name is.
Okay. I know who. I don't know the name. Go for it.
No, her fun fact was that after she got laid off, it seems like during COVID, she decided to just pursue art and being a full-time artist. So gutsy, and she's enjoying her job. Things are working out.
Speaking of all the Mariahs that have been on the show, reminds me of Mariah, the first boot of 43.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. It is. I don't know. It's many things.
The hair.
Artist, look. Yeah. Yes, it's everything.
Gotcha. Similar personality.
It's the archetype.
She wants to play like Jeremy or Shan.
Those are not. Well, the first one wasn't bad. Shan. I mean, like, I know the show loves Shan. You could tell by when she got booted, they gave her the sad music. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to miss her. Mm-hmm. Nobody else missed Shan at all.
Right.
So but Jeremy's a good choice. Mm-hmm. Jeremy's a good choice.
Sure.
Shan, I mean, if you want to bring the drama of Shan, I'm down. It's just, if you want to be a beloved hero, do not pick Shan.
Right.
Though I think we need more Shans on the show. I'm a little conflicted. I like Shan on Survivor, but I don't want Shan to win.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I don't want Fairplay to win. You know what I mean? I don't want Russell Hanson. Right. And he never was going to.
Right. But you like the drama.
I like the drama. Mm-hmm. You know this.
Next, we have Tevin Davis, 24, from Virginia. He's an actor. This is definitely, so there's people that don't say anything and then there's people that run on and run on and run on.
Was Tevin the person who got his buff in the preview and got super excited? Okay. Yes.
So Tevin's going to be a character, going to have a lot of screen time, mm-hmm. I'm imagining. Definitely charismatic and passionate and talkative.
Mm-hmm.
My fun fact from them is that they are actually country boy at heart is what he says. So. Yeah. Wouldn't think that to look at him.
But he did pick his winner. And by the way, these players, I believe, saw the end of 44. So they wouldn't have picked anybody from 45 to emulate, but they would have picked through 44. But he doesn't say anybody from that. I just want to mm-hmm. clarify. Marianne,
yep.
I think, definitely fits the bill here. Not archetype, but he says he wants to play like Marianne. And based on everything we've seen, I believe it.
Yeah.
Yes,
Marianne and Cochran.
Marianne would talk your ear off.
Yes. Yes, he will definitely talk your ear off, I'm sure. That's probably what he's going to do. Make friends, be social. Mm-hmm. That's his game plan.
Ooh. When you say the next name, let me do something. Just say okay. The name.
Next, we have Venus Vafa.
I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire. Do, 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 do. Do you know that?
Of course.
Okay.
Great. We're going to get copyright claims.
Oh, was my singing that good?
That good.
That's like all the copyright claims we got for Hiya, playing with the boys. People are like, why'd you sing it like that? I'm like, that's because that's how Kenny Loggins sang it.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm not as good as Kenny Loggins.
Okay.
You believe it.
Venus.
It. I'm your fire.
Is 24 from Canada, so she's our winner.
Your desire.
Just kidding. That curse, whatever. That streak was broken last season. She likes playing poker. She's definitely a talkative. She filled out a lot in this one, but energetic person. You know, and I mean this in the nicest way possible. I feel like she might be a little bit drama and
that's good. Yay.
A little bit. Like, it's been a while since we've had someone on the show that's just like, oh, I don't like bugs or whatever. She's going to be that person, I think.
Well, she says she wants to play like Parvati and Suri, and those both brought the entertainment.
Yes, so definitely going to be entertainment.
Don't be all talk on this one.
I think she's going to be entertainment.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. She is young, but Suri, I guess Parvati was young when she played. I was like,
Parvati was very young. Suri was already in her mid 30s. In fact, she was put on the older women's tribe and she's like, what kind of nonsense is this? Right.
Yeah, definitely young, definitely full of life and energy. Someone I probably would not be friends with in person, but
I'm going to throw it out there. I got videos on every single one of Parvati's seasons except for Winners at War. And I have a video on every single time Suri's played. Just in case you're wondering.
Oh, good.
Well, I mean, when it comes up, I'm going to mention
maybe
it.
Maybe Venus watched all of them.
I'm your fire. Yeah. Maybe.
All right. Next, we have Tim Spicer. And I will say, I'm like Spicer. Oh,
Tim's my, can I say, this is my preseason winter pick.
Man.
This is yours too? We can share a pick.
All right.
It'll change once the season starts anyways.
So Tim is 31. He's from, he lives in Atlanta, Georgia, from Virginia. He's a college coach. I don't know what he coaches. I'm guessing, I don't know, some sort of sports, football, whatever. I just really liked it because, well, first of all, number one, one of his favorite hobbies is dating his wife, which is super sweet. I just
hot.
And then what is the accomplishment you're most proud of? He uses the word accomplish as an acronym to spell out his fury, his things that he's most proud of his accomplishment, which is just like so cute.
I will say, though, he didn't. Did he? Because he didn't spell it. A-C-C-O-M-P-L-I-S-H-M-T.
And then M and T, which I don't understand.
Accomplish.
And you couldn't think of something for Ian, I guess.
He said that and he didn't erase it. Like, he didn't say, I'm spelling this out and then go, oh, shoot, I couldn't do it. And he erased it. He just left it there.
He just left it.
So now you're left to wonder, what were the other letters supposed to be? Were they ever meant to be there?
Sweet.
Did the show cut them off? They're like, you have a word limit.
Yes. And his past Survivor player was Shamar Thomas. And this is the one I had to look up.
Mary.
Who is Shamar Thomas?
Oh, you didn't get ruined, did you?
No.
You haven't.
I just know he's from Caramon. And then I was like, okay, I haven't watched Caramon.
Mary has not seen Caramon yet. Let me put it this way. You don't put Shamar Thomas unless you're trying to be funny.
Okay.
There's no other way to say that. Shamar Thomas, the fact that he wasn't brought up. No one's talked about Shamar Thomas in like 10, 15 years. I guarantee it. Like Shamar Thomas, like it's. Wait till you see Caramon, Mary. It's one of the like two seasons you have seen yet. It's a mess, but Shamar Thomas is part of the mess.
Gotcha.
It's a beautiful mess.
Well, I could just tell from his bio that, yes, he is a funny, funny guy.
Caramon's a beautiful, beautiful mess.
Excited to see him play.
Yes. Putting Shamar Thomas was my, I'm like, okay, you've got me. I almost picked Soda because she picked the whole season of Survivor 42, but I felt like that could have just been a misunderstanding. Shamar Thomas was intentional.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you
is
say
that our whole cast?
That's the whole cast.
That's all 18 players. Oh, we didn't mention three tribes, 18 players, in case you didn't know, but that's basic at this point.
That's not even, yeah.
We're hoping for that to be broken up for 47, 48. I'm with the rest of you who want it changed.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, why can't we do two tribes one season, three tribes the next, and just like that, let it be a rotation?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why not.
Right.
It's to sell more buffs.
I don't know.
That's my conspiracy. Sell more buffs. More tribes, more buffs to sell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
No, not really.
Well, I asked for your all's questions on YouTube, so there's one more thing. And I did this randomly earlier today. I will say during the season when we're podcasting, I will ask for your all's questions right as the episode ends. So if you're looking forward to having us answer your questions seriously or ridiculously. It's up to you. All right. First question is from It's a Me, a Joldy. There you go. That's the name. Most scenes of the new era seem to have a dominant alliance. Which tribe of the three do you think will have a dominant alliance? We're going to pick a color. Purple.
Is there a purple tribe?
There's purple, okay. Green, and orange.
Good. I like purple.
We did lots of research on that one. Bandit Survivor Content. Good channel, by the way. Go check them out. Asked, will they actually find out how old Sammy was when he played?
No one will ever know how old Sammy is.
Shh. He's only 19. All right. Blaine asked, with the promos for season 46 using audition tapes, it seems like the producers are highlighting the personalities of each contestant. Could this be a sign with the 90-minute episodes? The show's moving towards a more personality-based season and less of a big move season?
Haven't we already kind of moved that way? I don't know. I think people still value moves, but personalities are definitely important. Well,
45, we got a lot more personality.
Yeah.
And if when you look at the boot list, it was almost a begonging. I mean, Reba mm-hmm. ran the show.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for Drew and Julie having a little tiff, that Reba ran that show. Mm-hmm. I know ultimately at the end, it ended up being two Bellas and a Reba. But Reba chose that. That was a Reba decision to make that happen.
Yeah.
So, the final three was two Rebas and a Bella. For some reason, I thought Katara slipped into Final Four. I forgot. No, Jake did. But,
right.
Yeah, they were against each other. Okay, so next question is from, let's see here. Rachel J. Survivor Fan, what kind of challenges would you like to see more of, such as puzzle, brain teaser, endurance, etc.?
I always like the puzzles. I mean, that's one of my favorite things is the puzzles. But I think we both really enjoy the endurance. Like,
it has to be done right.
Right. And if it's done right.
They seem to want these endurance challenges over in 30 minutes.
Yes.
So if we're going to do anything, just whatever is new. Mm-hmm. I want new. New. Sure. New is the answer to your question. I hate that that's the answer. Though I am down for them to bring some fan favorites back. Like when they did, when they went underwater underneath the cage at Last Gulp or something like that. Mm-hmm. I forgot what it was called. When they're underneath the cage and underwater and they're like trying to breathe through the holes, that's great. Another one I want them to bring back, they haven't done that, but they totally could in the location they are, is when the tribes chase each other in a circle endlessly, a NASCAR race. Mm-hmm. They haven't done that since season 26.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been, I think Cook Islands was kind of lame, in personal opinion, but every time they've done it, I've really enjoyed it. Even in 26, the last time I did that, I'm like, nothing went wrong. It was actually good.
Right.
So bring that one back. It's so simple to set up too, which you think they would be a fan of here in the new era where they're trying to save money.
You would think.
All right. Now, thank you, Rachel, for that question. Next question is from user-VZ4. Anyways, do you think the auction will be back for 46?
I do.
I don't.
Really?
And the only reason I say it is because the way Jeff talked about in the podcast, it sounded like this was their one-time experiment to see if it worked, to see if people liked it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they would, I'm not saying they won't do it in 46. I'm saying that the way he talked about it sounded like it was just a one thing.
Really?
One time thing. And we'll see. We'll see if they bring it back. Like, it sounded like it went fine. I just don't know if it's in 46. Because gotcha. I know they filmed those back to back. So they didn't get audience feedback. So it was like feedback.
A test and then they were waiting for the
exactly.
feedback.
Exactly. Okay. See, like, did people like this or not?
Gotcha. Well, I hope it comes back though.
No, I hope it comes back. I just don't know if it'll be in 46 specifically. Next question is from Truman Twister. Will Jeff be the Jeff we saw in 45? Like sassy Jeff.
He did get a little sassy in 45. Mm. I hope so. Like, I hope he doesn't regress.
That's stabbing the bag, by the way. They practiced that a bunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, Jeff should be this. Why would he not? They filmed 45, 46 back to back unless Jeff had a massive personality change in a few weeks.
True.
You know, he should be the same Jeff. I hope they stab the bag again. I am down. I don't care if it's a repeat gag. Do it again.
Yes.
Make them freak out. I loved it.
Yes.
I like the panic on the survivor's face. More of that. I want it's more of like a evil game show Jeff, you know? I want more of evil game show Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next question is from the Buck E that Master, I think. Do you think a male will win the season? Last season it never seemed like any of the men had a chance.
Yeah, I mean it does seem to come and go in waves. Some feels like we've had a couple women winners, so maybe it's time for a man to win. But
Jam Jam just won and Gabler just won. So we only have one woman winner. It's not like we're on a streak of.
Sorry, I'm thinking D, obviously. And then I'm thinking Marianne.
Erica, Marianne, Gabler, Jam Jam, and D. So we've had three out of the past
three
five.
Three out of five. Who knows? It's like it's 50-50 chance.
So I really don't. Yeah. Once we start getting to the edit and every week when we do our winter analysis podcast, I'll be able to get really in depth on do I think any of the men have a chance. But We'll see. Last question is also from Rachel J. Serrar fan. Wants to know, are we doing my picks again? No, we're not doing my picks again, but I am open to doing a fantasy survivor league like we did last time. I want to be more customizable. I want to have the option to pick like scoring and like what matters and whatnot. So if anyone has any suggestions, comment below. Let me know what suggestions you have for places we can go to do that. Because I would love to do a fantasy league that we can all be in and I can like adjust everything basically. Because my picks, while it was fun and I appreciate it, I wasn't able to do much of anything besides play in the league straight up. So I want more power. Want more customization. Though we appreciated doing the thing with my picks last season. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yep. I think who won between you, me, and Rebecca?
Me? I'm pretty sure I did.
I'm pretty sure you won too.
Yeah.
I think I got second and Rebecca got third. Though it was spicy for a while. For a while I was behind both of you and I was like, oh, my reputation's been ruined. All right. Well, that is it for our 46 preview podcast. We will be back, as I said, twice a week throughout the rest of the season. We are podcasting the Traitors the rest of the season as well. And the Traitors finale coincides with the Survivor premiere the same week. So we will do three podcasts that week.
Ooh, fun.
Oh, fun is a word I will use. Is it the right word? But it's a word. All right. Well, thank you all for listening and we'll see you all next time. Bye.